Greetings, folks. Carlos here. No full-on podcast episode this week. Instead, Dave and I give our impressions about Godzilla before and after the movie on our way to the theater in the car, and then on our way back. Rest assured that the person driving the car was not also the person fiddling with the recording device. So we took safety precautions, because, hey, we're safe on this podcast. So enjoy this little very quick mini episode. Next Wednesday it will be a Carlos and Dave anime rave, and then the one following will be an episode of the Two Fat Guys Talk Games proper. Enjoy.
Recording.
This is Carlos and Dave on the way to Godzilla.
Yeah, so I just told Carlos that I do believe we're about to go see a Godzilla movie, or at least a movie co-starring in a minor role, Godzilla.
Yeah, perhaps so. I am okay if this is still a good movie. Like, I like Cloverfield, and it was co-starring its monster. I mean,
that was like co-starring that monster. That monster was more of the monster knocking on the door, say, "Can I come in, please?"
The thing is, though, if that movie was Godzilla and nothing about it changed except that, I probably would still really, really like it, even though I'd be puzzled by the title. So, I mean,
if that was a Godzilla movie, I would have been pissed.
I get that. And
Godzilla is meant to be on the screen doing his fucking roar, and humans go humans don't go splat around him because Godzilla tends to be the good guy. But still, massive mayhem, buildings being destroyed, fire or laser breath, and cool shit happening. Cloverfield was more of a, we're not going to show you the monster because you don't need to see the monster, you see the effects.
Well, I agreed with you. I agreed with you up until about last week or so, when I hated all the Godzilla trailers, and I still hate all the Godzilla trailers.
Oh, they suck.
They are terrible. But the thing is, at the same time, I'm not going to look at the title, go Godzilla. I was going to do this, but I shouldn't. I shouldn't go Godzilla and go, well, I'm expecting this to be fun, campy Godzilla, and if it's not, I hate it just because it has Godzilla in the title. But I would have liked it if it didn't have Godzilla in the title. It just seems a little silly. That said, if this movie is going to be more about the human drama surrounding Godzilla's appearance, much like the original Gojira was, then it better be some pretty damn good drama. Because the original Gojira is quite
campy.
Well, no, it's not. It's not campy at all. That's the thing. The original Gojira that we didn't get was more about post-nuclear strike Japan coming to terms with itself. Like, apparently, according to reports, people watched it in Japan, and they were either just dumbstruck by the violence or weeping because of it. It's later installments of Godzilla that became super campy. So if this Godzilla movie wants to be more like the original, okay, fine. Just do a good job. I better not be rolling my eyes anytime people talk like in Transformers.
Misa, think people gonna die?
That would also be acceptable.
I'll be honest, I think I'm going to be okay with the movie, but I do think the human drama is going to fuck it up.
Yeah, we'll...
Just based on the little bit I've heard, trying to keep away from the spoilers.
Indeed. Well, we'll have to see. So, we're almost there. We'll catch on the flip side on our way home when we talk about how disappointing the movie was.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so we just got out of Godzilla.
It was a good time. I tell you what, I was ready to hate on it. And, no, there wasn't too much to hate about it. It's a decent-ass monster movie. The human drama was not annoying, and it was in theme with the rest of the themes involving the, without getting into spoiler territory, monsters and their spawn. I suppose saying that there are multiple monsters is a spoiler, but whatever. Some great imagery, a few good, like, not really full-on fight scenes between the monsters, but a few good snippets and moments, and for the most part, humanity kind of reacting to it. There were no douchey military guys. There were only people trying to kind of not die, and I really appreciated that.
Yeah, like there was not the usual, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna kick its ass sort of mentality. It was like
there wasn't a condescending senator or condescending general character.
Yeah, no, it just
the admiral was trying to do what he thought was best. He wasn't. He even said repeatedly, "I understand where you're coming from, Doctor, but I have to do this." It was in a lot of ways quite refreshing, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean the dialogue was well done. It was well thought out. The situations that characters were put in, their reactions and their dialogue were not cheesy. It was, oh shit, we're in this situation. What are we gonna do?
The moments that put a smile on my face and made me laugh were not because they were cornball, but because they were just hilarious for that situation to be
happening. Yeah.
Over the top, oh, one of the Mutos is staring at me and knows that I did this, eh? Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. No.
or another scene where it's like, there's a giant monster behind him, and he hasn't turned back, and you know he's about to turn back. I'm like, oh, man. That's not a little spider there, man. It's a pretty big one, actually.
Yeah. No, I gotta give them credit for this one. Based on, once again, this just kind of proves to me that even the people that I trust for how they like movies and their reviews are definitely not gonna line up with what I think.
I haven't read too many reviews of Godzilla because I'm starting to hate reviews for everything now. Games, movies, whatever. People just, they're not as good as me at assessing things. It's a little arrogant to say, but yeah, you know. Godzilla, good fun. Strongly recommended. You probably won't come away from it pissed off unless you're a giant fucking prude.